Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Boston is used to crowning sports champions and to rivalries with New York. Now there's a new sports champion in town taking on a fierce New York competitor. We're talking about sports, but also about computers and mobile devices. The young Boston-based company DraftKings is competing to become the dominant player in the fast-growing field of daily fantasy sports. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch has the story of the company's fast growth and also that of the challenges it's facing.
Usually, the cover of Fortune magazine features the CEO of a global bank, a big media company, or a Silicon Valley behemoth. But the latest one, out yesterday, features the 34-year-old CEO of a Boston startup. It's Jason Robbins of DraftKings. Robin's cell phone kept buzzing as we talked yesterday, friends texting congratulations on making the cover. After just 3 years in business, DraftKings is valued by Fortune at nearly $1.5 billion. Robin says that's just the start.
We're still a young company. We have a lot of work to do to make sure our product is something that really just, you know, is hitting on all cylinders. But I think we're on our way there.
DraftKings' product is a web and mobile platform for daily fantasy sports. That's where people create virtual teams of actual professional sports players and try to outscore other people's virtual teams. And they do it for money, weekly or even daily.
Just pick your sport, pick your players, and pick up your cash. That's it. It's the simplest way to win life-changing piles of cash every week.
You've probably seen the TV ad blitz, especially during NFL games or sports shows. A tracking firm says DraftKings spent nearly $17 million on TV spots just last week. So where is all that money coming from? Some of it's from player entry fees, but mainly it's from investors like Ryan Moore.
I think I committed to the company in the meeting. I was hooked from the beginning.
Moore is a venture capitalist at Accomplice in Cambridge. He says in that pitch meeting, Robbins was showing a way to create a lucrative experience for sports fans who want to watch games, but also use the so-called second screen of a smartphone or tablet, too.
You know, I thought this was right down the center of the fairway, and it's going to be a really interesting way in which people interact with the meta content around a sport.
But to some government regulators, it looks like betting money on sports. Five states consider DraftKings a gambling operator. Massachusetts Attorney General's office is reviewing it. The NCAA bans it. And this week on Capitol Hill, senators from gambling states have been calling for hearings. But CEO Jason Robbins says daily fantasy sports are clearly not a game of chance. To him, they're a game of skill.
Is all based around research, knowledge, being able to have an intuition and really understand, you know, what the matchups are going to be like, what the coach's game plan is likely to be, which players are poised for a breakout. Then the people that are good at that are able to win at a high rate.
It's true that the daily fantasy sports winners are smarter about playing, says Joshua Brustein. He co-wrote a Bloomberg Business story concluding that most of the money goes to a tiny minority in the overall pool.
They're smarter about spreadsheets and statistical modeling than, you know, what we'd consider kind of average sports fandom. And what we've seen increasingly in recent years is the use of actually some automated systems so that you can generate and manage, you know, hundreds of lineups at once.
But DraftKings considers itself more of an entertainment company, and it has a lot of big players on its side. It has major deals with influential sports broadcasters ESPN and Fox. The Kraft Group, owners of the New England Patriots, have invested in the company, too. There's a DraftKings fantasy sports zone at Gillette Stadium in Foxborough. Venture capitalist Ryan Moore says this industry is in its infancy.
Yeah, I mean, I feel really confident about it. I mean, there's massive consumer demand for daily fantasy. I think much more so than anyone even could have conceived.
In just 3.5 years, DraftKings says it has built a larger customer base than an older company whose ads you've probably been seeing too. Main competitor FanDuel is based in Scotland and has U.S. offices in New York. that might invite comparisons to other Boston-New York sports rivalries, but DraftKings CEO Jason Robins says he's less concerned about dueling with competitors and more concerned about building a great product that customers keep coming back to.
I mean, to use a sports analogy, we're still in the first inning. There's a lot that we need to do there, and I think we'll be working on that for years to come.
Case in point, DraftKings this week says it's launching a service for video game fans to win money by creating fantasy teams of their favorite video game competitors. The daily fantasy games are just beginning. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.